little bit sooner than that.
Gordon, when you go in for a physical, do you just walk in?
Had a problem.
You just walk in nude from the car?
Yes.
Or
yes?
Because I've heard you.
Because I just want to save time.
Right.
I want to get in there and out.
The greatest story of all time on the ticket. Gordo's doctor visit.
It is funny. Fernando may overrate it a little bit, but
maybe not the greatest, but certainly top 10.
Well, I have two stories. Fernando's probably talking about the prostate exam at the age of 20.
That was a little weird.
No, that's probably about 24. That was a doctor treating me for depression, and he gave me a prostate exam, which I thought was a somewhat unorthodox. And
relax.
He smelled, he reeked of booze and seemed to enjoy an alternative lifestyle at the time. I think he was preying on somebody who was a little down on their luck at the time. It was a tough one, pal. And after he does
still
the exam
depressed.
And doesn't find anything wrong there, he asked me, still depressed? That pick you up a little bit? He asked me why I thought I was depressed, and I told him, because the doctor before you did the same thing to me, and I sunk into depression. No, that was one story, and then the other story was when I had to have my first scrote exam, testicular exam.
Uh-huh.
And
banging balls.
Yes, I was so... I wouldn't say nervous about it. I was determined that it was going to be no big deal, and I was not going to be uncomfortable about it. And I was tired of all these guys talking about, "Hey, yeah, this is the first physical that I'm having my balls checked and all that." Well, I'm not that guy. I understand medicine, and I'm completely comfortable with the process.
That's good.
So I go in to my physician, and it was. We small talk at first, at the beginning of the exam as you're sitting on the crinkle paper and
sure.
And all that. And so we small talk and everything, and he goes, I guess we ought to go ahead and get started. And he turns around to the little sink and starts washing his hands, and I'm completely cool with it. I unbuckle and pull my pants down to my knees and lay back, and he... And he turns around, and he's holding a tongue depressor, and he looks at me, and his eyes get wide, and he goes, "Oh, okay, I guess we can start with that first, if you want to."
Oh, yeah.
So it made it appear like that.
Man to do that.
Yes. It just appeared that I was really anxious and eager, as almost as if that's why I had scheduled the physical, was because I was...
Couldn't wait for that part.
...very excited about having my balls handled.
So now that's just your reflex move for everything, job interviews.
Yes, now I pull down my pants and lay back on crinkle paper. It's kind of my panic reaction.
You needed your resume, actually.
So...
Why are you pantless?
So today I go in and get the whatever it is from this diagnostic center, which I'm with you, Giorgio. This is seems like a new deal that I'm not so sure about. I think this is somehow going to an Al-Qaeda database of some kind.
I'm sure it's fine.
But I'm having to fast, and I hate the screw-up in my morning routine where I can't eat or drink anything.
Mm-hmm. I'm doing that on Friday. I wish mine was today. I've got a sleeping injury that is driving me crazy.
What do you mean?
Shoulder pain. Injury. And it's right in my scapula. And if you look at that.
It's on top of your head.
Yeah. No, it's right in my, what do you call that? My shoulder blade. And I think it's a sleeping injury. Of course, if you read about it, though, the left shoulder blade can mean heart trouble. It can mean.
Brain cancer. It always leads
cancer.
Me to brain cancer.
Yeah, this is. I think pancreatic cancer.
Just don't read about it. Do yourself a favor.
Those are the two things every little quiz I take online leads to either brain cancer or pancreatic cancer.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I felt a little dizzy the other day. Yeah.
Really?
You start reading stuff. It's just, right. Uh-huh.
Uh-huh.
Yep.
Yeah. Yeah, sometimes I have anxiety. Uh-huh. Yeah, sometimes I'm anxious about things.
Yeah, the old physical.
I'm irritable. Yeah. Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
Sleeping injury.
So, Mike, do you get a physical every year?
Sure.
Because that's important for guys to do.
Yeah, at our age, we got to do it.
Men put it off.
Yeah, I mean, a guy my age, I mean, you're just you're playing with fire if you don't get all that stuff taken care of on a regular basis.
Generic.
Boy, if my wife's listening right now, she is rolling her eyes.
Oh, really? You're not good about your health care.
Well, the thing about me is...
You look okay to me. I think you're fine.
None of this stuff
can touch me. Do the
mirror test. None of this stuff can touch me. So,
wow.
Mm-hmm. I'll be fine. Oh, don't you guys? Wow. You guys don't worry about me.
Uh-oh, he's got a
cough. Has it been a couple of years since you've had the physical?
Oh, he's got a nosebleed,
couple
too.
Of years.
What's happening?
Has it been like 5 years?
No, it's been just a couple of years.
Oh, no.
Maybe
why don't you go with Gordo today?
Year and
you guys
half.
Get a 2-for-1.
Do you get your...
waddle in with our pants down.
Both of you can put your pants
like
down.
Like penguins. Like a 6-year-old at a urinal. No.
Well, sir, I can see one problem already.
When you... you're clearly the TV guy is much smaller than the radio. All right, so when you went the last time, Mike, did the doctor have to check your back girl place?
It's funny because that's what he called it. It was really odd.
Back
coincidence. I saw that. That was on the chart.
Into your back girl
place.
That was
the actual notation on the chart.
They had everything else right on the chart up there. Like
blood in back girl place.
Oh,
okay.
My gosh.
Wow. See that line? Obviously.
Oh, that was just sad.
Gosh.
All right, Mike, are you good about checking your own testicles in the shower?
He's really good at that.
Like, you think you've perfected that?
Very, very aggressively,
they have
yes.
Community showers at Fox 4.
Like, your wife walks in sometimes and you got you're laying on your back in the shower tub combo with your knees pinned behind your ears.
Yeah. Ripping off a ring from the shower curtain one at a time.
What?
Yeah. A little vivid.
As you're
lucky for
working
me
the shampoo bottle in and out, and you're kind of doing your testicular exam.
Okay.
Because health is important.
Now, see, this is because what happy talk should be on TV. You ought to have had. Try this tonight. Try this kind of happy talk tonight. Right before you go the weather.
Oh,
just
my
trying
goodness.
To stay healthy, honey, really. Oh, God.
Just trying to stay healthy. Why is blood running down into the drain?
Oh, my gosh. Why don't you just
Mike
take this audio,
Las Vegas scene.
Take this audio over to Fox 4 and just play this and say, hey, this is what we talked about today.
Yeah, hey, believe me, I've got audition tape now. This is going to be great.
You can send this out just about anywhere.
I'll be in a hot tub with my soulmate within a year on this alone. All right. Do we need to do
anything
else?
Good luck.
Thank you.
Do we want to Norman?
Bottom. What?
Good luck, Jennifer.
No, I don't think we have time for Norm, do we?
I don't think we do either.
All right.
We do either.
And finally, a little quick hit observation. You know, Downton Abbey, they've announced that that's over with.
It's about
time.
Did
you ever jump on board
with
that thing?
That's about time that show comes to an end. It looks really boring.
Mike, did you ever jump on board with that?
My wife and several of her friends are into it. And I'm not against it.
So you scheduled your testicular exams around them watching in the other room. Used it as a distraction. Baloney alert! Mike, we're out of hot water again. What's going on in there?
Hey, what did you do in the shower?
Nothing! Curtain? Nothing! It's health!
All right, well, good luck with your physical and your bottom, Gordon. And that medical conversation was brought to us by TexasLending.com.
Settle down, Captain.
All right, it is 6:45 on the ticket.